Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. And we're chatting to all the way from California, the first ever gay contestant to enter in a beauty pageant. Hello, Molly Thomas.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us this evening. We're very excited to have you on our show. And we were reading up about you and how you've been the first ever lesbian contestant to enter in a beauty pageant. And it's quite remarkable that you're doing it in California. And you seem to have quite an interesting background. Can you tell us about where you grew up?
I do actually have a very interesting background. I grew up on a horse farm in Pennsylvania, and I was always back and forth between the farm and New York City. So I got the best of both worlds growing up, the farm and the city and back and forth. My whole life, I was also lucky enough to travel all over the world with my dad because of his work. So I spent time in every continent except Antarctica, which I'm hoping to visit next year. Been all over the place.
Have you actually been to Australia, Molly?
I have. I was in Australia the summer before last.
Oh, whereabouts?
I was staying with some friends right outside the Glasshouse Mountain.
Ooh.
Which city was that?
It's like 2 hours out of Brisbane.
See, you just educated us on an Australian landmark we had no idea about.
No idea. I was going to say Tasmania.
Yeah, no, I was actually thinking an area you and I would never go to, but it's 2 hours outside of Brisbane. Thank you, Molly. You're the first Californian person that we've interviewed.
I don't remember exact time, but I think it's about 2 hours from Brisbane. So, yeah, I spent some time there. I spent some time in Brisbane and on Fraser Island as well.
Oh, no, that is pristine. You don't get any natural in Fraser Island.
I absolutely loved it. I definitely went sandboarding there many times, and it was so much fun.
Well, next time, come to Melbourne and come to Sydney, and we'll show you the rest of Australia.
Yes, I would love to. Waiting for the next break I get so I can go back. I love Australia.
Now, you say you're from Pennsylvania. Is that in the middle of America?
No, it's East Coast, like right by New Jersey, New York.
And what's the situation with same-sex relationships? What are the views there?
The views on same-sex relationships in Pennsylvania are actually really negative. Pennsylvania is a mostly conservative state. They don't recognize same-sex marriage or even domestic partnership. Pretty crazy. You can still actually completely legally get fired for being gay.
Wow. Oh, gee. Serious? All right.
Yeah, specifically where I grew up, there's a pretty strong religious community as well. So very few people spoke about it, let alone were really open where I grew up.
It's actually, for us, sometimes we kind of feel like we're living in a bit of a bubble because, you know, we're lucky to have, you know, been in an open community working at Joy, which is a gay and lesbian radio station. We forget sometimes that there are places out there that are still so against gay marriage and just, you know,
absolutely,
homosexuality in general.
Absolutely. I mean, right now I'm living in West Hollywood, so it's like a whole other world. But I was always in New York City, so I never felt too in a bubble.
Well, Molly, you've done some volunteer work overseas. Now, I'm a little bit jealous for two reasons. One, you went to Mongolia, and I've always wanted to meet a Mongolian, and I've never met a Mongolian before. Have you met a Mongolian?
I'm actually a little bit Mongolian.
Oh, my God!
Yay! So you're my claim to Mongolia?
Yes, I am.
Whether you like it or not, you are. Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences over there?
Yeah, I spent three solid summers doing volunteer work abroad in different places. And Mongolia was definitely one of my most memorable experiences. I spent a couple weeks there. Oh, sorry, I'm getting text messages.
From Mongolia?
I spent... I don't know. I would have to check. I spent a couple weeks living in a ger, which is like a yurt. It's like this little tent that they live in the countryside with a Mongolian family who spoke absolutely no English. It was crazy. And while I was there, I worked at a local school for handicapped children, which was just an amazing experience. One of my favorite things that I got to do. I was just living pretty much out in the grassland. So at one point, I got to borrow one of the family. They had horses. So I got to borrow one of their horses, and I just went galloping in the empty grasslands. I've never felt so free in my life. It's a beautiful country and so rich in culture and so rich in tradition. It's just, I highly recommend visiting.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's been my claim to Mongolia. And we have to go there now, Ziva.
Yeah.
We do. All this talk of Mongolia. Is it wrong that I say I feel like Mongolian beef? I'm so hungry now.
And Mongolian barbecue is excellent.
Oh, yum.
See, this is the thing now, Molly, that I've always wanted to meet a Mongolian. I've had the Mongolian beef, but I've never met a Mongolian cow nor person. So I think we need to work on that, Zeba. Yeah. I think we need to go out into Mongolia and experience a barbecue.
I think you should absolutely go.
Well, Molly recommends it. Mongolian Molly is your name from now on.
The only way you can get there, you can only fly in from three different countries. You can fly in from China, Russia, or South Korea.
Molly, another reason why I'm jealous of your overseas work is that it seems you're heading down the humanitarian path. Now, if you ever work for the UN, can you let me know if you meet Angelina Jolie as well?
Yes, I absolutely will.
And is that something you want to continue working with, humanitarian work?
It is. Humanitarian work is always something I've been involved in with since I was really, really young. I started reading to old people in nursing homes as soon as I could read and just kind of went from there. It's something I really love and I'll no doubt continue to do. I'm not sure if it's going to end up being a full-time effort, but it's always something I'll have in my life. And I'm actually planning to join the Peace Corps for a few years after college.
Working for the UN has been a lifelong dream of mine, so I absolutely admire you for taking the time and doing that. It's a lot. It takes a lot of heart. A lot of heart.
It does, but it doesn't feel like it takes a lot. It's just kind of how I was raised, and it's something I enjoy so much, it doesn't feel like work.
It comes naturally too, doesn't it? It's like the right thing to do.
Yeah, it really does.
And I'm curious about your coming out story. What age did you come out and how was it received?
I didn't officially come out at an age. My coming out story really isn't a story. I've pretty much always known I was gay. I hinted at it enough my whole life that my mom definitely knew, if not my whole family. So at that point, it was more like oh, by the way, I have a girlfriend, which was so easy and so incredible. My family was great. They're all extremely liberal and incredibly open, and none of them even blinked when I officially came out. Yeah, I'm really lucky.
That is brilliant, Molly. And one of the things I really admire about you wanting to achieve your dreams by entering this pageant for Miss California is you're still being true to yourself. And when is this pageant going to be held?
The pageant is the first weekend of January in Palm Springs, the 6th through 8th, I think it is, in Palm Springs, California.
Wow, we love Palm Springs.
We love Palm Springs. We only know it for one reason.
For the herbal tea convention they have
every
year.
Yeah, for the knitting convention.
Yeah.
You go to that too, don't you, Molly?
Of course. Yeah, I'm going. One of the main reasons I decided to get involved with Miss California, I've never done a pageant before. It's completely new to me, but I was approached with the option and I decided to get involved because, I mean, I think that in the past, beauty pageants and winners haven't been as welcoming, for lack of a better word, than they should be. So many girls are afraid to stand up for what they believe in and really truly just be who they are in fear of jeopardizing their chances of winning, which is terrible. Trying to break down that wall and just let everyone know it's okay to be who you are. You don't have to put on a facade for the judges and organization. I mean, my plan is to just go in there and show them who I am and not what they want to see or what I think they want to see.
One of my favorite quotes, Molly, be the change you wish to see in the world. So I'm glad you're doing exactly that.
Thank you so much.
And what is the criteria for the selection panel?
Miss California looks for, a pretty much general beauty pageant, all around beautiful, educated, kind-hearted women with a passion for giving is kind of their motto. I'll be judged on three major categories, which are swimwear, evening wear, and interview.
So it is a standard criteria then?
Pretty standard.
And have you picked your outfits for these particular categories?
I actually haven't yet. That's something I need to get on. Pretty much a running joke at this point that I'm going to wear a flannel evening gown and combat boots. For
just so they forget if you're a lesbian, they know.
Yeah, just in case you're not sure. And you never know. Maybe I'll throw some board shorts into the swimwear competition.
And what else is coming up for the rest of the year for you? Any plans, travels, big events?
The rest of the year is totally open-ended. Actually, I was supposed to be moving to Shanghai for a while right before I ended up finding out I was running for Miss California. Yeah, so as of now, I'm spending a lot of time just working on my campaign and preparing for the pageant.
Fantastic, Molly. Now, Molly, I know you're a good friend of DJ Leslie, and I don't know if she's told you about this game we play with all of our guests, but it's called What's Your Number? It's a game where we've got 50 questions, and you give us a number between 1 and 50, and we ask you the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
I would love to play.
All right. Hit us with a number.
All right, I'm going to go with 15.
What was your favorite subject at school?
Wow, that's easy. English.
Okay. That was nice. Why English?
I was always a major, still, I love to write. I've always been an avid reader, just kind of something I've always had a passion for. I definitely am a bookworm.
Okay. All right. Hit us with another number.
How about 27?
Okay. This is actually a fitting question. Can you speak any other languages than English?
Do you speak a little bit of French, enough to get by, because I lived in Switzerland for a while last year. I was studying Mandarin all summer at UCLA. Wow. Trying to learn Chinese.
That's very interesting. One of my best friends, she actually used to work for the UN, and she had to learn different languages, obviously traveling for overseas. And yep. She only learned the important sayings like, I'm hungry, feed me, where's the nearest food place, supermarket.
Exactly.
Have you elaborated?
Where's the bathroom? Where's the food?
Have you elaborated on that repertoire of sayings, or are you quite... Is that what you've learned?
I mean, with the Mandarin, I was learning to read, write, and speak, so it's a very, very slow process. it's quite the language to try and learn, but it's a beautiful language. That was actually my reason for going to move to Shanghai for a while. I was going to go do an immersion program and study and teach English while I was there.
I'm going to go off track for a minute and ask, because my father is Swiss, so I'm a big patriotic Swiss citizen. Where in Switzerland did you live?
I was living outside of Lausanne near Montreux.
Beautiful. So that's why you can speak French.
Beautiful country. I love it. Yes.
Yeah, because there's four different parts of Switzerland. There's the French, German, Italian. There's a little section of it to the east that they speak a language called Romansh. Beautiful. All right, hit us with another number.
Go with 50.
Okay. Do you know what a Tim Tam is?
Tim Tam slams are the best.
Mongolian Molly takes the cake.
You are killing it.
You are like the most well-educated Californian guest. You know more about Australia than we do.
I know, because I'm going, yay. I don't even know what a Tim Tam slam is.
Don't you know what Tim Tam slam is?
No,
you don't
I don't.
What a Tim Tam slam is?
Molly, you tell her. You tell this
Molly,
Australian
please.
Shameful person.
Tell me.
Oh my gosh.
Hit me.
I never thought I would have to teach this to an Australian.
Exactly.
I know what a Tim Tam is. I just don't know what a Tim Tam slam. Oh my God, I'm going to shut up.
So you soak a Tim Tam in warmed milk, and then you put the whole thing in your mouth and eat it, and it's like heaven. It's amazing.
Oh man.
See, Molly, we actually made Leslie and DJ Asher do this, and Whitney as well, when they were down. The video's going to be up later tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you can have a look. Leslie thought I was playing a joke on her, because she's like, you're trying to make me eat something so you can say I'm eating something seductively, but no, that's, please say to her, it's actually a legitimate Australian thing.
We're being for real.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Molly, for educating me.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
I've only been living here 10 years, but now I feel like I've been here since yesterday.
Mongolian Molly, thank you very much for your time this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. We wish you all the best with Miss California. And look, let us know how you're going. We'd love to have you on Toast to the Pageant.
Thank you so much for having me. Also, if anyone would like to get involved, whether it's sponsoring or supporting my campaign, please check out my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Molly Thomas for Miss CA. Molly spelled with an IE. Please stay in touch, and maybe I'll see you for dinner or something.
Herbal tea convention, Molly!
Herbal tea convention. No, actually, next year, if you have time, we'd love to catch up with you, and we'll all have a Tim Tam slam together.
And you can teach Zebu how to do it.
You'll teach me how to do it.
Yes, I will show you. I would be happy to teach you how to do it.
We'll bring the Tim Tams.
You bring the slam.
Okay. Yeah. I will bring the slam. You got it.
Have a great night, Molly. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye, Molly.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yo, this is Ginny.
And sup, this is Natalie.
Can you hear me rapping?
I can hear you.
That's me making a scissors noise because I'm rapping a present. Tune into one of our podcasts.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.